Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
God bless you so much. You may be seated. Amen. I thank God for your life for coming this Tuesday evening. Because of Alabaster City, I'm always saying Wednesday, Tuesday evening to Bible study. And I believe that tonight God will bless you. Amen. Tonight I want to start the teaching from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 17. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says that, wherefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Therefore, if any man being in Christ, therefore, if any man has accepted Christ Jesus as his Lord and personal Savior, therefore, if any man has surrendered to the cross, therefore, if any man has taken a quality decision to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and personal Savior, therefore, if any man has made a decision that I am no more going to walk in my sins, but I am going to walk in Jehovah Jesus Christ, that person, the Bible says, becomes a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Therefore, if any man who has said that no more sin, no more wealth, no more carnality, no more sleeping behind boyfriends and girlfriends, no more stealing, no more lying, no more being a hypocrite, no more doing the things that is not deserved of a child of God, today that person, the Bible says, becomes new. Becomes a brand new thing. Give me another version. Give me another version of this one. The Bible says that, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is grafted. When we say grafted, it's a farming word. You see what farming, putting two fruits together or two trees together, they call it grafting. Amen. So we have been put together with Christ. So if you have decided to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, the Bible says that you have been put together with Christ. You have been engrafted in, joined to him by faith in him as a Savior. If you do this thing, the Bible says you are no more like the man that you used to be. You don't think like the way you used to think anymore. You don't discuss things the way you discuss anymore. You don't have the logic of an old man, but you have become what? New. Give me another version. He says, now we look inside. And what do we see? What we see is that anyone united with the Messiah, anyone who has decided that I am no more going to be in unity with the world, I am no more going to walk in the life of this world, but I am going to walk in the life of Christ. I have now become united with the Messiah, and I have a new start, a fresh start to life, a fresh start to life. What an opportunity. Wow. So all the things that I used to do, it is no more counted. Now my slate is clean. The blood of Jesus Christ has wiped all that. I am on a new page. That is what he's talking about. He said the Messiah gets a fresh start and is created new. Gets a fresh start. And it's created. You may be the last one. Then I will continue. He said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation comes. So that means that anytime you are, when a man is not born again, there is no new creation in him. He is walking in the old self. And the old self is a self that is engulfed and saturated with sin. But when the person decides for Christ,
When the person makes a decision for Christ, as you sitting here, as my brothers and sisters online have made a decision for Christ, the Bible says that these people know when it happens like that, new creation comes. That means that there is a new form of the person. When I say a new creation comes, and when I say a new form of the person, I am not talking about this, your physical body. Because when you become born again, if utiapa, utibeko swapa to say, ubi amesha nisisi adi. Mi ankasa na amesha mukos mi amini. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, when you have beard like mine, your beard will not disappear. You see, when you are tall, you will not become short. You see, when you are short like Pastor Richard, you will not become tall like Pastor Steve. You see, the way you are as a physical human being will not change. Your pulchritude will not change. But what change? The Bible says is in the inside. Go to the message. It says something. Go to the message version. It says that now we look inside. Something on the inside will change. And that something on the inside is what is created new. So you don't walk in the desires of the flesh anymore, but you walk in the desires of your spirit, because the spirit has now been joined with Christ. So now your desires are no more the desires of your flesh, but what Christ desires is what you desire. Because you have been what? United with Christ. Now your thinking does no more become the thinking of the world or the desires of the thinkings of this world. But you come to a point that your thinking is now united with Christ. So your thoughts are no more corrupted, but your thoughts have become the thoughts of Christ Jesus. Are you understanding what I'm saying? He said, if any man comes into Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. So if in the old time, I used to think that as a man, if you have a farm, you are supposed to have a garden. That thinking is no more there. Now you think that no. The Bible tells us and makes us to understand that if I'm married to my wife, I must stay faithful to my wife. That is what the new creation means. It means a new mindset. It means a new form. You see, when we talk about repentance, we don't talk about anything, but we talk about a change of mind. When we say repent, and yet it said, yeah, why you want to say, me faka, if you say, ako sape man, but who could do, baby, to say, of anko, no si debi, baby, I may come, me nye shio se, eho ye papa mami, inti ma devet, my jone se, me nko sape man, biyo se, me ko is legon. That is what? A change of mind. A change of what? Mind. So now you don't no more think like the old man, but you have become what? New. It is expected. It is expected of every Christian that when you come into Christ, you put on the nature of Christ. And Bible says in Galatians chapter 3, verse number 26, Galatians 3, 26, it says, for ye are all sons of God through faith. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. So when you believe in Christ Jesus, you are no more the child of this world. You are no more the child of the devil, but you have become the child of God by faith through Christ Jesus. Amen. Next verse. The Bible says that for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, have been united with Christ, have been engrafted with Christ, have become one flesh with Christ, have become one with Christ, have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. Anyone who is a new creation, what it means is that you are no more, you have put on Christ. So when God sees you, he doesn't see Kwejo Jesse. What he sees is what? Christ. What he sees is Christ. You see, if as Christians, we can come to the point to understand these things. Many a times, the accuser comes with the old things that you used to go through and begin to accuse with you with them and begin to make you feel that you are no more of Christ. But the Bible says that the old things are passed away. Now you have put on Christ. And when you put on Christ, now when God sees you, he sees what? Christ. Am I communicating? We will get there soon. So he says that you are put on Christ. Can you give me the scripture? He says that for them, as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, as have received Christ Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, what happens to you is that you have now put on Christ. Hallelujah. You have now put on Christ. The same thing in Colossians chapter 3, verse number 10. The Bible makes us to understand a few things there. And I want us to go into that because he is trying to tell us that when you become a new creation, now you become a new man. And there are some things we must see about you when you put on Christ. Amen. There are some things we must see about you that you are putting on Christ. Amen. There must be some manifestation. That is what we talk about, the change of mind. So now you have become a new man. What makes we know that you are a new man? Look at this. He said, and you have, maybe let's start from verse 9 and see how it will make us understand. He said, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. As you have put away the old man with his deeds. You see? So now if Senka, miye kwawin senya, I have put that coming away. If I was a liar, I've put the lies away. Verse 10, it says that, and have put on the new man. Now, you have put on a new nature. Give me New King James. New King James. He says, and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge, number one, according to the image of him who created him. So now, you are a new image. You are reflecting Christ Jesus. When you walk around in your office, your reflection is who? Christ Jesus. When you walk around on your campus, your reflection is who? Christ Jesus. When you walk around where you sell in the marketplace, baby, I want to add, you know, say, me hunuwa, so any bank, I say, me hunu, eh, yehwana, Christo is so any bank. So, between the new mosque, the things I used to do, I do them no more. The places I used to go, I go there no more. Yes, because what? I am a new man. I am a new creation. Amen. Let's go. When we say that somebody has become a new creation, when we go to Colossians chapter 3, verse number 10, it begins to tell us who the new creation is. And I came to understand that, number one, a new creation or a man who is born anew is a man that does not discriminate. It's a man that does not discriminate. So verse 11 says that this man, when the man becomes new, he does not know the difference between a Greek or a Jew. A person who is circumcised, a barbarian, a Scythian, a slave, nor free. But Christ is in us all. So when he sees you, when he sees you, when he sees you, when he sees you, the northern part of Ghana, when American, not Germany, there is no discrimination in the new man because he sees us as what? One body. Because Christ is in us all. Christ is the binding factor. If I put on Christ, when I see you, I see Christ. So when I see Pastor Steve, I don't see a fancy man. I see a Christ man. Yeah. When I see George, I don't see an Equiape man. I see what? A Christ man. So there are times when you begin to say that, oh, yeah, Asante Fonti, no. It is no more there because Christ in us, no, makes us all one. You see, the new man does not discriminate. The new man loves all. The new man does not see poor or rich. The new man does not see fair or black. The new man does not see colors. All he sees is Christ because we have all that word put on Christ. Am I preaching to you? So I want to see and say to me, Jai. Oba sorry, where do you feel chromo? Yeah, the achem for, yeah, the crapping for, yeah, the say for. No. Intermedia me qua sorry, in crime for one, no way. We are all one in Christ. Why? Because we have all put on Christ. So when I come to church and I meet you, you are my brother, you are my sister, You are my brother. You are my sister. I don't see any difference amongst us. So verse 11, he says, there is no more Greeks, no more Jews, no more circumcised or uncircumcised. Because in that day, they were trying to discriminate. That mumu need you for Christ did not come for you. But what I came to announce to you is that Christ came for all of us. The blood was for all of us. He shed it for each and every one. So if you are new, when you are preaching, don't say that me dey be preaching ma bro from kwa. Me dey be preaching me ska from kwa. Me dey be preaching me here from kwa. Christ makes us all one. So I came to understand that when somebody says that he is a new man, then he manifests the fruits of the Spirit. So verse 12 of that same scripture, Colossians chapter 3, he says something there. He said, therefore, as the elect of God, this elect, change it into another version to give me the new. Give me another version. He said, therefore, as God's chosen people, another version. He said, you are the people of God. He loved you and chose you for his own. So then, you must clothe yourself with compassion, with kindness, humility, gentleness, and faith. Give me the New King James again. I was looking for something. I'm not finding it in this, but we'll get there. He said, therefore, as the elect of God, as those chosen by God, those who have given themselves to Christ, have become the elect of God, holy and beloved, they are loved by God, put on tender mercies. Is this not the fruit of the Spirit? Put on kindness. Put on humility, meekness, and long-suffering. Go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 21. He says, in Galatians chapter 5, verse number 21, start from verse 20. All right, go up, go down for me. Where it talks about the fruits of the Spirit. Give it to me. 22, give me 22. Galatians 5, 22. He said, but the fruits of the Spirit is love. Didn't we see love there? He says, with joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, continue, gentleness, self-control. Against that, there is no law. When a person becomes a new man, the character we want to see, the things that he will walk in are these fruits: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness are the things that we want to see in that man. Please go back to my Colossians for me. That is where we are. We are staying in that scripture. He said, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies. You see, tender mercies is the nature of Christ. So when you put on Christ, you show mercy unto people. These days, there are people in this life who are not merciful in any way. Oh, they will show mercy to you. At all. You see, in the Bible, it was written whereby a man forgave his servant of a wrong that he had done to him. And the Bible says that when he forgave him of it, he went to meet his fellow servant who also owed him. And what he owed him was far less than what he was owing his master. And the Bible says that he bundled him up and put him in jail. He did not have mercy. Christ has showed him mercy and forgiving him of his sins, but he didn't know mercy. But he says that if you have put on Christ, show tender mercies. You show mercy unto the children that you see on the street. As if Fulani for the wet your heart, you don't know the Naya Wono. Unis can be a man, I catch and say, would nibi. Obe how obe the wetchy, or the wetchy do baby, or no unkofi, obe jaho. You don't have it, why do you kick the child? Oh, sorry, uncle. You don't have mercy. You don't have mercy. Christ didn't show any favoritism to anybody. He sat with the tax collectors. In a place, they said that he is a sinner because he sits with what sinners. He shows what tender mercies. He shows kindness and he shows what humility. We are not humble at all. Children of God, we are not humble at all. There is no humility in us. We are pompous. But the Bible makes us to understand that he that humbles himself, the Lord does what? Exalts. That is the nature of the new man. You see, the old man was pompous, no feeling body power, but the new one is a humble person. Yeah. Humility. We don't show humility. We don't show kindness. We don't show tender mercies. We don't show kindness at all. We don't show tender mercies. We are not meek and we don't suffer long. There is no long suffering, no. Because in this day, everything is fast, 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 fast. So, otrahonum check akrana ekunune ma, bra musaba obejiatu. We can't suffer long. We cannot suffer long. You see, long suffering is what Jesus went through for us. So, if we are going through it, it is the nature of Christ that we suffer for long. In these days, we don't have patience at all. Because this says we have fast internet, we have fast food, we have what? 5G, 6G. All these things are fast things. Fried rice, fast, fast, check, check, fast, fast. Indomie, fast, fast. Everything is fast, and we are marrying very fast. Oh, we see somebody today, tomorrow we marry the person. And the fast rate at which we marry is the fast rate at which we divorce. We don't know how to suffer long. Okora awadie ni mu in a new 2 months fair in I said the new man shut down koye eh me dear I didn't sign up for this so me I didn't sign up for this. Oh yeah, you didn't sign up for this, but Christ signed up for it for you. Me I didn't sign up for this. Me in my house there is air condition in all our places. There is some in the kitchen and there is some in the even the dog's house. They are air conditioned. I can't come and stay in a single room. But if you look at this young man, he has potential. If you can suffer a little with him, things will turn around. You know the sad thing? Fast divorce. Be a divorce, young man. Within the next 5 years, but we're not going to be serious. Oh, no. Be a bad fan. Yes, yes. What man are you fair? Now that's what he zero anymore. We divorce. And he won't say, we are divorcee, but now he is married. We cannot suffer long. Abindada. Oh, yes. Abindada, because he has everything and he bought you. So you are part of his property. I'm not saying that it's all of them that are like that. But you see, I'm talking about the fact that young ladies suffer for long. Young man suffer for long. Now when these young men want to be rich in just 2 days. Yeah. Oh yes, you have seen we all start went to the same school. We went to Adesanya College. We have all come out of school. You have gotten a job. Now you are doing this, you are doing that. Me have not gotten. So he feels that baby. But you don't know that God has favored him in some way for him. All you need to do is that help me to also reach there. But oh dear, once oh where the jamuafa baby to make make offer baby, you can't suffer long. Listen, this world is a process. If you don't go through the process, you will not come out as a very good product. Oh yes. For somebody, a papa kachi and debia to cook a good delicacy, there must be different kinds of ingredients that must come together for the food to become the best for you to eat. If you miss two or three of it, adia ube nuesi wa amayeno. Hallelujah. The nature of the new man is a nature that brings forth the fruits of the Spirit. Number three, the nature of the new man, the person who has put on Christ, is one who has a forgiving heart. One who has a forgiving heart shows love and is peaceful. Verse 13, he said, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Oh, as a mama came, be obedient. Because 1975, in Adelasi, a break your heart, and that's what I will be seeing. The last year, worry, I will train. What worry, I will fall. But still, you remember that. You have locked yourself up in a cage of bitterness. And you are killing yourself. Oh, let me tell you that many of the high blood pressures we are having is just because you have not forgiven somebody. Oh, blood and our pumpy barco. Heart attack, maybe actually. But the Bible is telling us here that if one faults you, he said, bear with each other. Bear with each other. When somebody is saying that bear with each other, he's trying to tell you that, hey, bear dia nipa wono, nipa sem na woho. Alabasa ye wey, nipa sem na woha se. Obibe tia wona iso, obibe ka sem ya chidawa, enya sem papa. But to say bearing with one another and forgiving one another, that bear with me, my brother. Listen, I just became a Christian. I am working on my own salvation with fear and trembling. When I come to church, I may step on your feet. When I come to church, I may say something to you thinking that minu udi agro, but in your heart, it's offensive to you. But I don't know about it. So my brother, bear with me. Bear with me. Bear with me. Bear with me. This is the first time I became an usher. If I tell you to sit here and you say you don't want that and I force you to sit there, it is my first time, forgive me. Don't have more bitterness in your heart that when you come to church and you see that I'm the one usher, you move to another place. Or when you see me, you turn back and say that you are going home. What I came to announce to you is not because of me. We are all working on our salvation. One of the, he said, bear with one another. Yeah, bear with one another. As you fear, we free me, as you fear, me free me. Oh, yes. Maybe we fear what's not form now. Mudidi, we are mujan chance in Mabuti Ashe, 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 table, I say. Maybe fear ye via your room when you are quite now or shells. I didn't know that, and I came to marry you. Bear with me. I am now learning. I am now learning. Afena Lucia says, send me who room. Namako is the new man, the one who has put on Christ, he bears with his fellow man. When his fellow man does something to him, he forgives. He forgives. Husband, forgive your wives. Yes. Some husband just he's just looking for an opportunity. So bear with me. Bear with me. Bear with one another. Forgiving each other. Or say forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you. I would ye we Christo and ubinye. De we ye Christo and ubinye. Ah, Christo Ababe Waja unkwa. He that is in Christ is a new creature. All things are passed away, things have become new, so that's what came plan. Nina so erade that so the child. Opa, erade, may who ne see you, Mosam, and he still have mercy on you. He still has mercy on you. He still forgives you your sins. And you are sitting here. Your brother has sinned against you. Your husband, your wife, your father, your many people are sitting here and they have no paper will come. So still. Oh, to me, go graveside. Go graveside. Echo yene papa. Go to the graveside. Oh, yale papa. Say, bury with each other. Oh, Papa, one show. Now, so the Bible says that honor your father and your mother. It doesn't matter so fail. It doesn't matter so to your school fees and I went to ya. Or do school fees look a champ now? So, oh, yeah, oh, Papa, if God had not granted him the grace, you would not have been in this world. Forgive! Forgive! The new nature is a forgiving person. Pastor, see, you must be able to forgive Mavis if she has done anything against you. You cannot harbor her in your heart. Yes. 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 Bear each other. Or say, bearing one another. Why do we bear one another? We bear one another because one another have issues with one another. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The new nature has a forgiving heart. As Christ, he said, forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive those who trespass against us. When I see that scripture, my heart begins to shake because the sentence is saying something. The statement, forgive my trespasses. Forgive my sins as I forgive others. So what trust here? It just said, se manfa ofufro die anche na manfa me die anche. Maybe the reason why you are sitting here and things are is because maybe Christ has not forgiven you because of that bitterness in your heart. That unforgiving heart. Now, I think tonight you should go home and call that man and tell him that I forgive you. Maybe you don't remember what you did. But I've realized I still remember it, but today I forgive you. Because I want to be free. So I forgive you. But you're free. He said, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you. The last time that you were doing the thing that you were doing, and you came back and you cried. You cried in your room. Cried, mama, plenty tears. I said, my daughter, I have forgiven you. Would you to me, baby, soup? You better flowers, amau. You better die, amau. You better car, amau. You better shoe, amau. You better dende, amau. We say, adia, boy, ye be men fan, chawo, da. No, we're silly, no, we to be sign signature, we silly. May the Lord have mercy on us. He said, the new man forgives. Continue. 14. He says, but above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Put on love, which is the bond of perfection. The bond of perfection. When you read the book of Corinthians, it says that love does not keep records of wrong. Although it does not keep records of wrong. I told you, I remind you, man. When people have journals that they are writing visions and revelations, that Yesubia Eradema and the soul, yeah, watch out to her prophetic word, watch out to or planning, budgeting, or yeah, what year? 7th January 2024, in the morning at 5:15 a.m., Kwejo told me that I look like an apunching. Sign. Keeping records of wrong. It's a put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Who is love? Love is God. God is love. But above all, put on love. When you read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it tells us that, you see, if you have love, give it to me. He said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. But cymbal, boom, 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 boom. Yes. But cymbal, and the usrana. You hear that sound? You see that it's irritating. When you don't have love, this is how you sound in the ear of the Lord. You irritate God with your noise. He said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or clanging cymbal. Bubo mami. I have become this noise. Many of us are sitting here. Our tongues are like this in the ears of the Lord. Once all boom, that is how it is. He said, above all, put off love. Continue. He said, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, you see, I can prophesy. So I see in the realms of the spirit prophetically. It is here me jina hase. Na mi huse wa mao so akwa kodru hase. Na mi huse se, mi huse saam. Or see, if you have all this knowledge, and though I have all the faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. You are nothing. You are nothing. So the new man is a man of love. The new man is a man of love. When he says he's loving, he is loving. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you have. It doesn't matter what you can do or what you cannot do. I still love you. Say, if you don't have, you are nothing. Continue. He said, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. What shall it profit a man that he will gain the whole world and at the end of the day lose his soul? It's the same thing he's saying here. You have killed yourself for Mother Ghana. When the wakwako G independence, when the wakwako C roads, when the wakwako yes, but if you do all that you are doing does not have this four letter word, love, he says that it profits me nothing. It is nothing to the Lord. It is nothing to the Lord. It is nothing to the Lord. And so verse 4, he says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Said it is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own. He thinks about others, what others are going through. There are many people who are in this church who are suffering. Have you ever taken your time to think about what is going on with this person? Why is it that this person, it's been a while that he saw coming to church? Why is it that way yes and way yes? No, no, no. What are any criticisms? Do you know what the person is going through? If you have seen that Nempabwa in your papa, why don't you go to the shop and buy one for him? He says that love does not seek its own. Love is not selfish. That is the nature of the new man. The new man thinks about others. What his fellow brother is going through. That is the new man. He said he does not seek his own. It's not provoked. Thinks no evil. There are people sitting here. They think evil about each other. Onyayana nkwashiasi. Onyayanka nwa bofom. Onyayanka na wo business na wa starting na bofom. Niye nyaw. Niye srew. Thinking evil about others. Love that. The new nature does not have this. He said it does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Oh yeah, there are many people who sit in this church. When truth is being disseminated from this pulpit, it's countering it. Truth is coming. You are fighting the truth. I'm ending. Number four, the new man is a man that has the word of God richly indwelt in him. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 16. It said, let this, when you read the New King, the NLT, it said, let this message of Christ dwell in you. Let the message about Christ in all its riches fill your lives. Fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom this message gives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom that this message about Christ gives. So when you come to me and you are seeking counsel, and it is written. This is what the Bible says. He said, if this can happen, then the message about Christ. You see, he that has put on Christ, the message of Christ is portrayed in everything that he does. So you don't sit down and discuss with him and hear about another person. When you sit down to discuss with him, all we have to talk about is the Christ. What can we do to preach more? What can we do to reach others? The message is about Christ. He says, that person has the message dwelling in him richly. And when he comes to it, he sings psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with all thanksgiving. These are the songs we are supposed to be listening to. Sound, hymns, spiritual songs, which are about Christ. And yeah, hi. Lady Red is dancing with me. You over traveler concert. You go to a pastor's birthday party. Obe kono na pastor jina hono. Ase me dia bin wahana me pepa. Sofu. Ase sing psalms, hymns and spiritual songs. Ah, wo sere wo he? Wo di enter mu phone. And I am free with forces. Yan yentia nyuma ebe baba. Yentia nyuma ebe baba. E nyuma benyina wunimina to sitre. Asa benyina wunimina to sitre. But the message about Christ is not in you. Anyone who has put on Christ, anyone who has put on Christ, has the message about the Christ dwelling in him. Richly. This will be in a no. O kase mi chile no. No be in a no na so o kasa. On tu fun en chile. Christo mo asem. No di be bua. If he say asem no etini mu. It's dwelling in him richly. You see, the Bible says that be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. What renews the mind? It is the word of God that renews the mind. Psalm 1 verse 2, he said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. In it does he meditate day and night. In it does he meditate day and night. Does he meditate day and night? What is dwelling in you? You say you have put on Christ. What is dwelling in you? You have time for everything apart from the Christ that you serve, you have given your life to. When was the last time you prayed for just 30 minutes? You prayed for just 30 minutes. If we don't gather as a church to pray, you don't pray. You don't pray. When was the last time you opened your Bible? Let me quote a scripture right now and say that 2 Amos chapter 5, verse number 2. Somebody will open the Bible right now. Somebody will open. It will shock me that even the people at the production are looking for it right now. 2 Amos chapter 5, verse number 17. Ehon Watcher said, somebody will open. Why? Because the word is not in you richly, so you don't know the scripture. When they quote it anyhow, you receive it anyhow. They are interpreting it anyhow, you receive it anyhow. He said, but those people who were at Berea, those people, after they go back and they set the scriptures and find out whether what Paul has preached, that is it. Oh, yewie Sunday, Bible ni a park here to baby. Yewie Tuesday ni a park here to baby. Wednesday ni a park here to baby. The next time we shall see it is Sunday morning again. You don't even carry the Bible to church. You don't even carry the Bible anywhere. What is the word of God that you are traveling with today? You woke up this morning. Some of us are very prayerful, but we are not wordful. We can pray. Hey, yebebo Alpha Hour. Here we are, you're about NSPPD. Here we are, you're about Kumasi, the inquiry friend is saying. Mokpa. Here we are, you're about New Life. You're about New Life. You're about New Life. God bless you so much. Pastor Rich, from last week, he has started a new prayer line online. All of us must join it. The New Life prayer room. The New Life prayer room. Go to Facebook. New Life prayer room. 9 to 10. Let pray with him so that they can raise your prayer life. Obi, when you are even going to lead a prayer and you bring a scripture and you are trying to make them to understand the scripture before they pray, but if you don't understand the scripture, how can you pray right?
Some of us, the reason why our prayers are not going anywhere is because the prayer that you are praying does not have any scriptural basis. So you are not 12 men I found to chief from. The new man
is a man that has put on Christ. That man manifests the love of Christ. He manifests the fruits of the Spirit. That man does not discriminate. That man bears his brother. He has a forgiving heart. And that man has the message of Christ dwelling in him richly.
God bless you. Stand up to your feet. How many of you are blessed? How many of you are blessed? Pandala Bakabra. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God.
Listen, when you read, it says, put on your new nature. When you read the NLT, verse 10, Colossians chapter 3, verse 10, it says that put on the new nature. The new nature. Listen, there is a way God has created you to be, and that is the way that you must be. Put on the new man. There is another version that says that put on the new nature. Put on the new nature. Okay, this one says put on the new self. There is a new self. But you see, what can help you to be able to manifest the new self is the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. So we want to pray and ask that the Holy Spirit will fill us. Teach us how to walk as a new man in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. Lift up your voice. He said, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 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 Andalabakabra, help me, Lord, that I will walk in this new life, that I will walk in this new understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, help me that I will not discriminate. Help me that I have a heart of forgiving. I don't know, maybe there is somebody that you need to forgive. I want you to mention the name of the person on this altar and say that you are forgiving the person. It's an opportunity to forgive. It's a forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Father, give me the opportunity to bear with others. Oh, help me to forgive. Somebody, your boss has hurt you. Forgive that boss. Your husband, forgive him. Your wife, forgive him. Your children, forgive them. It's an opportunity to forgive. 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 In the name of Jesus. You know, the faith point I wanted to give you was that the new man, the person who has put on Christ, is a representative of Christ. It's a representative of Christ. That means that the person manifests Christ wherever he goes. He show for Christ wherever he goes. Verse 17 of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 17. Colossians 3, 17. The Bible says that, and whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Everything that you do, do it as a representative of Christ. And whatever you do or say, that means that it should represent Christ. We want to pray and ask God that, Father, help us that we will be a representative of you. You see, there is the same thing he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, that you have also become an ambassador of Christ. An ambassador is a representative of Christ. Father, help me that I will represent you in my workplace. Help me that in the school that I am, I will represent you. The area that I am, when they look at me, they should not say, "Onu no siya sa oye Christoni," and now "Onu no siya sa okwa sorry." But they should look at me and make my life
brought them to you. May I be a better representation of you. Somebody lift up your voice and pray. Father, may I be a good representation of you. In my travels, oh God, may I represent you, oh God. May I not represent myself, but present you, oh God, to others. May people see me and see the Christ. May people see me and see the Christ. May people see me and at the mere seeing of me, salvation break forth for them. May they be saved, oh God. May they be saved, oh God. May salvation break forth, oh God. It is said of people like Smith Wigglesworth that they sat in trains, that people were just saved by the mere presence of you, oh God, because they represented you. Father, we ask, oh God, Father, may we be a good representative. May we be good representatives of you, oh God. May we be good representatives of you. May our speeches be filled with you, oh God. May our thoughts be filled with you. May everywhere we go, oh God, and may we be representatives of the Christ. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. We give you praise for your word, oh God. Father, as we live here, oh Father, may we not forget who we have seen that we are in this mirror that you have shown us this evening. As we go, may we not be forgetful hearers to deceive ourselves, but may we be doers of your work. May we be doers of your work. We thank you, Lord. Even in Jesus' name, we are praying with thanksgiving. Somebody shout amen. Come on, shout amen. God bless you so much for joining us tonight. We thank God for the life of our father, the prophet, Dr. Kofi Odro. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the guidance. We thank you for the correction. We thank you for all that you do for us. God bless you so much for the opportunity. Online people, we are going for our offerings. The numbers are on your screen. You can join us for our offerings. Tomorrow is a holiday. Tomorrow is the first of May, and it's a May Day, it's a holiday. Forest Empire Bokesia is happening right here from 8 o'clock in the morning. We are inviting all of you. If you have never been here, you've been watching us online. Tomorrow is Forest Empire Bokesia. It's a holiday. Come from all over Ghana into this place, and the Lord will bless you. Our Father will come in the glory and the power of the Lord to minister unto us the word, the prophetic deliverance, and mighty miracles will break forth. So don't miss Forest Empire Bokesia tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. It's powerful prayers. God bless you so much. And remember that when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs become automatic. God bless you. We love you. We are praying for you. See you tomorrow morning. God bless you.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.